explain who we are.
Aye, please do.
These are two Andersons. I don't think that if they're related, they're terribly far out related.
Well, her grandfathers, our two grandfathers were cousins, as you say, it's far out.
Mm-hmm. This chap and I ran about with each other.
Oh, I didn't do
for
life
years, a lifetime. And I went to school with him.
Right.
But we've been friends. He was my next door neighbour for a while, and we've been friends all ever since.
Right. So did you grow up in houses quite near each other?
What part of Coleraine were you in?
I was in the Ballycastle Road.
Right. I was in Queen Street, where in those days where the shop was.
Right.
Out near Main Street.
Right. So you were all...
I was Kingsgate Street.
Right. You were all quite close.
We lived above the shop at that time.
Yeah.
My mother and father did.
Yeah, as I explained earlier, I was saying Coleraine. Part of your father, all them boys weren't back to date with him, especially the old plumbers that you.
Mm-hmm.
This was all, this town was a maze of tunnels. Just a maze of tunnels. Especially in around the seemed to be the heart of this area, the diamond area.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as the market square goes, we know, you know, we knew a wee bit about it. We know a bit more since this morning with the
right.
cattle market. But we just, you know, your memories of it. If you imagine, you're explaining to me, I'm not from here, obviously, what it was like, say, from when you were a wee boy. What's your earliest memories in that market?
Of the market there?
Of the market.
Well, I have a lot of memories of the market, for my father was a cattle dealer.
Right.
And they were brought in, the farmers were brought in their livestock in those days to the market.
Uh-huh.
And he would have dealt or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and bought cattle of you, a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And very little traffic about that. And this
mm-hmm.
was great when we were youngsters at school,
mm-hmm.
as Randall will tell you there. And then my father would have sold them as stores to another farmer,
mm-hmm.
maybe to Port Stewart. But you walked those cattle to
mm-hmm.
to the various farms,
mm-hmm.
out Yarra direction, Kilrea direction,
mm-hmm.
Port Royce, Port Stewart, so on. But you walked them to the actual farm.
Is it not quite a hard control on them?
It was at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, that's true.
And
right.
his father, I would have stayed with him, and his father would have said, right, boys, up and on you.
Get up and get on you. That's
and he
right.
was down to Port Rush, down to just the other side of the Macra Boy.
Right.
And he had fields there along the Archibald.
That's right.
And they would have got these sturks out of the field,
mm-hmm.
young cat,
mm-hmm.
and they were just wild, and it was keeping them in between the hedges, heading for Coleraine.
That's right.
You had to be at the market then for about 5:30, because the market opened at 6.
6 in the morning?
6 in the morning.
That's right.
And when you get up, like there was Lime Market Street, there was a pub there.
Bullseye.
They had already well oiled. The
pub was open at that time in the morning.
This one was.
Never closed.
<Yeah. laughs> It was open for the farmers on a Tuesday morning.
On the other side, you had Coleraine Distillery.
Yeah.
John.
And you had maybe 6 pubs on the other side of the road,
uh-huh.
at New Market Street. And but travelling up to Coleraine, you were trying to keep them out of gardens and fields,
mm-hmm.
because they were purging of the early dew in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
They were purging them. They just ran everywhere. We ran behind them. We were a couple of foot boys, I can tell you.
A couple of foot boys there.
Do you not have a dog?
No. We were the dogs.
We were the dogs. But anyway, there was, as I say, you had, Tuesday was market day. That was for bringing your beef in, but the cattle was beef cattle, and they were graded and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday was lambs.
Right.
And we, the butchers and cattle dealers, you went prior to the auctioneer coming out, you handled your lambs and seen what pen you wanted, and you noted it down. Pen
mm-hmm.
20, maybe 25 lambs.
Mm-hmm.
I got it there. And then whenever the lot 25 came up, that was the lambs that you bid for.
if it was comical, bringing them in the morning, after these guys have been in the pub, what is it like then taking them out of the market after you've
We not to do with that.
No, that was full stop.
They generally went in trailers and lorries and...
Right.